Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
What up, gang? You know what it is. It's Dugo Bike again. We got week 16 action going on right now. We got a lot of playoff, or we got fantasy football playoffs going on in full effect right now, actually. I don't know where I was going with that. It was just 420 a little bit ago, so we just getting back at it. You know, it's Dugo. You know, I'm just going to jump right into it. It's Thursday. We got a Thursday night going on tonight. It's Broncos versus the Chargers. That's pretty crazy, yo. Like, it's a big divisional game. Obviously, we know that the Chiefs are going to win the West. But this is going to be one of those games that is positioning for the wild cards, right? So, it'll be interesting to see who wins this one. I think, personally, I think the Chargers, but a lot of people are saying that it might be the Broncos, even with the points, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not a huge better, but I think the Chargers are going to win tonight, if you ask me. So let's talk about the starters, you know. Like, let's talk about who I would start in fantasy football, who has, you know, it's a Thursday night, right? Like, last week, it was not the greatest night, I think, for Thursday night games, if you ask me. So this week, we got, obviously, Jay Herbs. I would be starting him. I know he's a little hobbled up right now. I know he's he got that ankle injury, but he has no injury designation going into the game. So make sure you're starting him. And then Bo Nix, he's been pretty steady all season, if you ask me. Ever since he turned a corner around like week 5, week 6, this guy has been money. So if you got him, I would probably start him. You know, like this. This Chargers defense got pretty exposed last week, so we will see what happens. I think if the Broncos are able to get their running game going, I think obviously that would be huge because that's how the Buccaneers kind of beat the Chargers last week. So we'll see. I think with that being said, I think Estime or even Javonte Williams, Javonte more than Estime, I think is a pretty decent flex opportunity tonight. And then obviously Courtland Sutton, I think you could definitely start. Other side for running backs, I think Gus Edwards for sure. You definitely got to start him. I think that he is going to be the lead back tonight. And I don't know if I like Vidal all that much. He's starting to get more snaps, but realistically, like, I just don't think he really does much. He really just isn't very big. I know people are like, oh, he's 5'8", 215. There's people that are his size. Yeah, sure. But, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. So, we'll see tonight if I meet my words or not. Other than that, I think Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston as well. Shout out Joe for starting both last week and beating me in our fantasy playoffs, bitch. We got the Texans versus the Chiefs next. This is Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon games now. Nooners. This is kind of a sicko playoff or a sicko matchup, if you ask me. This could be a future playoff matchup in a couple weeks here. I think you could definitely start Stroud, Mahomes, Mixon. You think Pacheco's ever gonna get you 10 points again this season? I'm not sure. He's kind of been biting me in the ass. I think I got to get him back on the bench. And that doesn't mean that I'm really going to be starting Kareem Hunt all that much either. Like, I just don't know if that offense is really, like, what it was for a little bit there, right? Like, I think they're trying to find their groove again. I think they're going through this little bit of a lull point. So, right now, I don't know if I'm really going to be starting much else of the running backs I don't know if I'm going to be starting Pacheco, honestly. I don't think I'm going to be starting Hunt. Wide receiver, I probably could convince myself to start Hopkins and Worthy for sure. And then on the other side for the Texans, I'm definitely starting Mixon that guy up in my starting lineups on the weekly. And then you got Nico Collins for sure. And Tank Dell, I would probably throw a stab at realistically if you if you needed someone in like your flex or something like that, I could see that. And then obviously Travis Kelce, just throw in there, just do it. All right, we're gonna move on. We got another divisional matchup against the Steelers and the Ravens. This is kind of sicko. If I remember correctly, I think the Steelers won this game, last time at least. So we'll see what happens this time around. I definitely think if you got Lamar Jackson and a playoff opportunity last week, you definitely probably won in every league with him throwing up a 46 bomb or whatever you got for points in your leagues. Just absolutely sicko mode. And then, yeah, D. Henny, I think last week was kind of, people are upset, 6.7 points against the Giants. What happened, right? Well, five passing touchdowns from Lamar Jackson happened, so congrats to y'all. So that being said, I'm still starting both those guys this week. I think they're going to probably try to rely more heavily on the run game. Russell Wilson, I could make an argument for starting him if George Pickens is going, which is does not look like it. So I probably would not start Russell Wilson this week. Najee did shit last week against the Eagles. Warren did shit against the Eagles last week. As you can tell, not a good week against the Eagles. This Baltimore Ravens team is not the Eagles defense. So I think there is still some advantages of taking, taking some yards through the passing game like we've seen recently. So that being said, I think Freiermuth is a really good start this week if you have him on your teams. And also Mark Andrews. You guys already know, but Zay Flowers for sure. You can definitely start him. Rashad Bateman, 21 points last week. Fuck you. He has a foot and he is questionable to play. This is on a Thursday, so that's a little bit more tough. If he is out, that's terrible luck for me because I just fucking played him. But yeah, I obviously will not start Bateman. I'm not sure if there would be many other players I would look at starting from that receiving core at this moment, at least. Alright, we're going to keep it moving. We got the Giants versus the Falcons. We got Michael Penix's first career start. Let's go. I'm excited to see this one. I mean, obviously, I won't be watching it exclusively. I'll probably just be watching some red zone action. But I'm excited to see how Michael Penix does for sure. That being said, I think Bijan Robinson should be able to eat this game. I think they're going to have a different strategy of what the Ravens did. I think it's going to be run, run, run. And on the other side, I'm not starting Drew Lock or whoever the quarterback is going to be this week. I would probably start Tyrone Tracy if he's a full goal. And if he's not, you have Devin Singletary that you can start as well. It seemed like last week against the Raiders, obviously it was a pretty low scoring affair, but it seemed like the Falcons were pretty susceptible to the run game, or at least the passes to the running back. So that means that their linebackers are probably a little bit more weak. I would assume that the Giants will try to take advantage of that. Moving on to the wide receivers for this game, I think Malik Nabers is for sure a start. And then I think you could obviously start Drake London. Darnell Mooney, I think, is a solid start, even though he put up 0 points, 0 catches last week. And Ray McCloud is probably a very fringe flex play if you absolutely are digging for someone. And then Kyle Pitts, I'm not sure if I'm going to start. We'll see what happens, right? Like, obviously, this is going to be a brand new quarterback that we haven't seen out there before. So, we'll see how he spreads the ball around. Really excited to see Michael Penix out there. Let's move on. We got the Chargers versus the, the Cardinals versus the Panthers. Shit. I think it's going to be Cardinals all day. Kyler Murray, start. James Conner, start. Marvin Harrison Jr., start. And Trey McBride, definitely start. I might even sprinkle in a little bit of the Cardinals defense action in there too, if you ask me. I'd probably start Chuba Hubbard, if you ask me. And Adam Thielen, for sure, can get a start. We'll see if Jalen Coker is legit or not, if he actually does go or not. He has a quad injury right now, it looks like, so questionable. That's on a Thursday, so we'll see what happens. I'm not going to start any other tight ends, I don't think. Let's move on. We got the Lions versus the Bears. All the Lions that are beat the hell, mind you. This Lions team is totally decimated, so we'll see what happens, right? They just lost David Montgomery. That's huge for their offense, so we'll see what happens. Jared Goff, I'm still going to start him. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get a full workload. That's going to be wild if you have Gibbs. And then I'm definitely going to be starting the St. Browns of the world, the Amaras, mind you, and the Jameson Williamses. I'll definitely be starting those cats. Sam Laporta, yeah, he's going to be a dog this week for sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to be starting the Lions defense even against this offense. I just don't know how they are able to find more starters to put in their lineups. It's just that I saw like an injury report. It was literally like a whole defensive like lineup you'd put out there is injured, and they're all starters, all very good players. So it's just crazy to me. Bears side though, I'd probably start DeAndre Swift at least in a flex spot if you needed him. And then probably DJ Moore and Keenan Allen for sure. You could start in some sort of capacity, I think. Roma Dunze, kind of a fringe play. That's only like if you really need someone, you could probably start at Rome. Browns versus Bengals, kind of a mid off. Bengals need to keep winning if they want any sort of playoff hope. Unfortunately, my playoff hope or my Shiva hope in the playoff or in the league that I have Joey B and T Higgins is in, those hopes are over. So I'm gonna, you know, obviously assume the Bengals are still gonna be ripping off points. Obviously since those hopes and dreams are finally gone. So I would assume Joey B's probably gonna throw up like a 50 burger. T Higgins probably gonna throw up at a 40 bomb. Chase, I would assume he probably catches two tutties. Chase Brown, I would assume, probably runs for like 100 yards. I just don't think that this Browns defense is very good. And so I just think that's going to be kind of easy. That being said, I do think that Jerome Ford is going to be eating this week against this pretty shitty Bengals defense. And I could see a world where Jerry Jeudy goes for like 100 yards with DTR as his quarterback. Let's move on. We got the Titans versus the Colts. Not a very good game. Not a very good game at all. I'm going to probably start the Anthony Richardsons of the world, the JTs of the world. Make sure to hold the ball through the fucking end zone, you idiot. Josh Downs, you could definitely start him. Michael Pittman, you could start him. Alec Pierce, he's going to be one of those guys that I'm going to classify as one of those fringe guys that you could possibly put in like a flex if you really need it. You know, it's just one of those where he's only good for like a bomb pass, or that's really it. Like, he doesn't really catch any like mid passes or anything. It's literally either like a 50-yard bomb where he falls during the catch or he takes it in for the touchdown. So take that as you will with Alec Pierce. On the Titans side, I think that you could look at Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears for starters. I really think that Tajay Spears is really underrated, and I think he might be the starter by the end of the year. I think that if you look at the usage over the last couple weeks, obviously with Pollard being hurt, it's a bit different. But, I mean, I think if you look at Tajay, he's sicko. Damn, I'm looking at the usage right now. It looks like he just gets a lot of passing usage. So maybe they just got to utilize Tajay Spears as their wide receiver one. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, getting 24 points or whatever the hell it is in your league, that's pretty impressive. Calvin Ridley, I think he could be a flex play for you for sure if you really need it. Let's keep it moving. We got the Rams versus the Jets, the four-win Jets led by Aaron Rodgers. I don't think I'm going to be starting homie this week, but it is good to see that he got a win and was super happy, smiling, all that good stuff. I would probably start Breeze Hall, though. I think that he's still going to continue to be a stud. Devontae Adams, stud. Garrett Wilson, stud. That's going to be it for the Jets, at least. And then on the other side with the Rams, I think you could definitely lock in Kyren Williams again. Just keep starting him. Obviously, I think he's running back 7 or something like that. He's at least a top 10, so pretty easy to start him. Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, I think all those cats are good to go. And I would even sprinkle in a little bit of DeMarcus Robinson, too. I just think that the top 2 cornerbacks for the Jets are pretty good, or really good if you look at Sauce Gardner. And I don't know if DJ Reed's hurt or not offhand. But I just think that you could find them with a really easy third wide receiver touchdown this week, that being DeMarcus Robinson. So if you need a flex play, look at him. Now we got a really good matchup, a nooner, Eagles versus Commanders. Ooh wee! This is going to be a sick game. Let's go down the list. Who am I starting? Jalen Hurts for sure. Saquon Barkley for sure. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, all starters. I mean, do we got to talk more about those guys? Nah. Rinse and repeat. With the Commanders, I'm looking at Jaden Daniels for my starter. I'm looking at Brian Robinson for starting. Terry McLaurin for sure going to be starting. 100% need that. And Zach Ertz, he is upgraded to limited on Thursday with his concussion. So if he does play, I'd probably play him. Otherwise, if he's not playing, obviously, I don't have much of a replacement for him on the Commanders. So do with that information as you will. Moving on to the 3 o'clock games. We got the Vikings versus the Seahawks. Seahawks just got piss pounded by the Packers, which was really awesome to see. Wondering what will happen this game. I honestly think it's going to be a lot of the same. This Vikings team is looking really good. So let's go down the line. Let's see who I'm going to be starting. I got Sam Darnold, I think, this week starting, considering what happened to this team last week against Jay Love. I do think that they're pretty vulnerable against the air. So look for him to start. I like Aaron Jones as well. Definitely start him. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, all starters this week for me. If you need them, if you need them, if you got them too. Most of y'all don't got them. You need to get some of those stocks. On the Seahawks side, we'll see what happens with Geno, right? It looks like he's expected to play on Sunday. So if that happens, I think that the wide receivers stay pretty consistent. Jason, I think, is going to get more of a breakout this week, I would assume, with a, I can't even say it's a worse DB core, because realistically, the Packers DBs outside of Xavier McKinney, like McKinstry, it's not all that great. So we'll see. I think JSN can still go off, though. DK Metcalf is back to questionable. He misses practice as the prep begins, so that's what it says. Kenneth Walker, he's still questionable. It looks like he missed practice on Wednesday with his calf. And Charbonnet is also questionable, so good luck to whoever has their running back stocks in your league. Let's move on. We got the Patriots versus the Bills. I'll make this one pretty easy for y'all. Ramondre Stevenson, if even that. And maybe Hunter Henry might be able to score a touchdown. Other side, we got Josh Allen, Jimmy Cooks, Khalil Shakir. I'd probably start Coleman too. Maybe Cooper if you need a flex again. Dalton Kincaid, he's a starter for sure. That's really about it, guys. There's not really much else from that game. Then we're going to move on. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. This is a really interesting matchup against a 6-8 team and a 6-8 team. We got the 49ers versus the Dolphins. It sounds like Garendo is unlikely to play this week, which is absolutely crazy. So who the fuck are the 49ers going to play? I just don't understand what they plan on doing with that team. Like, they're just falling apart at the seams. I mean, it's injuries, 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 injuries. What do you do, right? Maybe Izzy Akabana from the Jets, he was an old Jet that was drafted from Pitt. He was actually really good. Maybe they try to utilize him. Who knows? But yeah, no, I'm not going to start him. I'll probably start Juwan Jennings, though. I don't know if I'm going to be starting Debo anymore. I think we've kind of figured out that he's kind of washed, at least for this year. And then George Kittle, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. With the Dolphins, I'm probably going to be starting Achan. Does anyone know what's going on with Tyreek when he said that, or when he threw out that tweet that he's gone coach, or he wants to coach, or it's his time coach, or something like that? Like, what the fuck did he mean? I don't know. But he was back to practice on Thursday, so I'd probably still be starting him. I don't know what's going on with Jalen Waddle. He got a knee. I probably wouldn't even mess with that then. I don't know, guys. It's crazy. Just a lot of madness going on with this game. So, yeah, you got those two wide receivers. If Waddle's able to play, we'll see. And then Jonnu Smith. Definitely going to be able to start him. What else we got? We got another 3 o'clock game. We got the Jags versus the Raiders. Terrible matchups in this 3 o'clock. This is crazy. So you're probably just going to be watching the Seahawks versus the Vikings. And you might have Red Zone still on just to see if there's any fireworks during the 49ers and Dolphins game. That's a really shitty matchup. Damn, they should have flexed more games out. That being said, here are my starters. Neither quarterback of either side. Neither. Probably going to be looking at starting Etienne. Possibly this week with a lackluster Ravens defense, especially with Max Crosby out. And then I like Tank Bigsby. I think that him as a power rusher this week might work out a little bit better than last week for him. Brian Thomas Jr., probably going to be starting him for sure. And that's probably about it for the team. You know, if you want to throw a little bit of Brenton Strange Jackson in there, I could probably see that. He was limited at practice, though. So just make sure you're keeping tabs on him. Raiders side, Brock Bowers, make it easy for you. If you need to sprinkle in a little bit of Jacoby Myers action, just make sure you know if he's going or not. Looks like he's currently limited and questionable. So, don't like that at all. All right, moving on. We got the Sunday night game. We got the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. Damn. All right, so let's see what happens, right? I think that the Buccaneers are going to run the yard with this. Oh, it looks like Bucky Irwin's back to fucking 100%, which is stupid. Or he's still limited again, but he's listed as the higher of the running backs, at least as far as projections, which is crazy, even with the limited status. God damn. So yeah, I'm probably gonna start Bucky Irwin, Rashad White. Then you could definitely go ahead, Mike Evans, Jalen McMillan. I mean, it's playoffs, guys. You gotta start starting the guys that got you there, especially if they're against lesser defense, which I think the Cowboys are still in that category a little bit, right? So make sure you're taking advantage of the guys that got you there. It looks like Kate Otten is questionable, so make sure that you're checking in on his status coming Sunday night. Make sure that you have a replacement for him during the game, or during the day, though, for sure, if it's not announced if he's going to be a full goal or not. Jake Ferguson, I'm not sure if I'm going to start him yet. The Buccaneers have a pretty decent linebacking core, if you ask me, so not sure. CeeDee Lamb, still a start. And Rico, I would probably still be starting him for sure. Not starting Cooper Rush. And then let's move on to the Monday night game. We got the Saints versus my Green Bay Packers. I think that this is going to be pretty easy as far as starts, not starts, all that good stuff. I'm not going to be starting any Saints. I think this is truly just no Saints. I think this is probably going to be the worst Monday night game of the year. That being said, J-Love, Josh Jacobs, Romeo Dobbs, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft, even the Packers defense, all starts this week. Wow, that was pretty easy for that game. But that also brings us to the end of the week, and you know what I always say, I really appreciate y'all tapping in with those head tops. I hope I brought some sort of analysis this week that you might have not thought about. Make sure that you're locking into those lineups, making sure that you get those set every single Sunday. If not, make sure that you're getting those things set on Thursdays as well for those Thursday night games. Not a lot of starters this week for Thursday night, so make sure you're starting the correct ones if needed. You know what I said. Appreciate y'all tapping out those head tops. This is Dugo. Peace.